I speak to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When John read the New Testament passage today, in verse 5 of that passage, it reads, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." When Paul is writing to the church of the Philippians, he talks about a change of mind. A decade ago, I sat in a Greasy Spoon restaurant in Ashland, Ohio, with one of my colleagues by the name of Carrie. Carrie began to talk about a future vision of the church where priests and pastors of all denominations could stand in front of their congregations every day and share their heart and their soul instead of their script. You watch his videos every day. So do I. There is no way I can preach like Debbie did today. No way. But I can share a little bit. A little bit. A change of mind and a change of heart is a change for action. It's not about sitting around and waiting for somebody else to make the change. It's about having the courage by faith through prayer and the study of Scripture to make a change of heart and of mind. The tears started in my eyes as I listened to John read that passage from Paul's writing to the Philippians as he's begging and pleading with the church to live up to the awesome responsibility of taking action. Be absolutely clear as a community of faith that when you have the mind of Christ, when you have the attitude of the Christian faith, every time you step into a room, the room changes. The Holy Spirit fills the room. It doesn't matter who else is there. When you arrive as a believer, everything changes. You may think coming alongside a stranger and offering them compassion and love and sensitivity is nothing. But Deborah can tell you, you're not handing out clothes, you're changing lives. You're not handing out socks in the middle of the winter. You're warming the feet of people whose feet have been rejected everywhere they've ever been their whole life. And suddenly, an anonymous gift is given to them in the cold of the winter, and suddenly the warmth of their feet changes into the warmth of their soul. When you hand them a coat in the middle of the summer, you aren't handing them a coat. You are handing them an embrace of Christ's love and mercy. And they know that somebody, maybe for the first time in a long time, really cares. When you sign a check that goes halfway around the world to a mother and a child that you will never meet in a prison cell where there is no food and there is no bathroom and there is no sanitation, when you write a check to somebody halfway around the world you will never meet, you are changing and saving lives. It is what Jesus was about. Every single time you send the potatoes and the food to the kitchen, every time you show up in the kitchen, you aren't feeding somebody a meal. You are letting them know that there is a food for their soul as well as their body. Every time you take a step in your outreach mission to a senior who sits in a residence day after day, month after month, alone, you are changing lives. This isn't a business. This isn't a corporation. This is where we come to refuel every Sunday on God's Word. Refuel in the sacrament. Re-energize our lives and our spirit. And prepare to go out into a broken and shattered world that believes in walls. And take them down one brick at a time. Take down the brick of disdain, the brick of dishonesty, the brick of abuse, the brick of bullying, the brick of horror, and replace it with a gift that says to a broken and shattered world, you matter. You matter. Jesus walked into the temple, and he sees that they're selling junk, and he loses his temper. And that's what everybody wants to remember. What they forget is that as he rode that donkey into Jerusalem, only hours before that, he rode by the Mount of Olives and he looked into the garden and he knew within days he would be in the garden and that he would be begging God for his life. If this cup can pass, but your will, not mine. Understand that as we gather together as people of faith, as we re-energize our spiritual bodies, as we look at the God that we know to be a God of love, that we are looking at a church of the future that is real and relevant and revitalizing. We believe in a church of healthy relationships, a church of anointed ministry, of competency, of people that come together to make decisions in the context of prayer. And then when we leave from this place, we are on fire for God. We are ready for the mission that is before us. Three easy steps that are going to change your mind about how you connect with people this week. I dare you. Tell someone God loves them, smile, and walk away. Walk away. Tell someone you know and you love, the person you can't have the conversation with faith about, tell them, God bless you, have a good day, and hang up. I dare you. I mean, really, what can go wrong? If they call back, it's an opportunity for a conversation. This week, take the opportunity to be able to share your faith when you are asked. Let them know that you are an Easter people, that you believe in a resurrected Jesus Christ who says to us, we are now the hands and the feet and the voice of Christ in this world. I can't preach the way Deborah did today. God anointed her. So the truth is, that's all I got. Amen.